if you call yourself the fan of another man, if you are a man and go, I'm a fan of that man, that's pretty gay. Now, I've been a fan of men's work. That's okay. You can be a fan of a man's work, but you cannot be a fan of another man.
Like, what do you mean? Like, if you're a fan of Conor McGregor or Mike Tyson, something like that?
I'm a fan of Conor McGregor's fights.
Yeah.
And his wins. I'm not a fan of his losses. I'm a fan of the way that he loses.
That's an existential loophole, dude. That's still gay.
Any loopholes in general are gay.
Yeah, that is true.
A loophole needs to be lubed up and shoved in.
It's a loophole. It's a loophole, dude. It's still gay.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you f***ing ready, mother?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, Louis J. Gomez, he is back. Yeah. And Zach is here too.
I'm his friend Zach.
He's my friend Zach.
I'm his friend Zach.
And he's so cool.
Jimmy's black.
What's up, news? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Puerto Rican rattlesnake, king of things, Chichi Benson in the motherfucking house. Coming at you like Cleopatra in your mama's butt cheeks on a Monday afternoon. We're starting late.
It is afternoon, but that's all right.
That's all right.
Not for the other time zones in the country.
Hell yeah, dude. Welcome to the morning, West Coast.
Mm. Welcome to the late morning.
Welcome to the late afternoon, England. That's right, guys. We are an international fucking show. Two incredible guests, as always, from the Chakra Poppers podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Sydney Gant is back on the show.
What is up?
Can you guys check the fucking volume on that ever? And also, from No Offense with Doug Yurum, I think that's ironic. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Yurum's back on the show.
Hey, guys.
Let's go.
Fresh off a fucking victory, my friend.
I am victorious.
Oh, boy.
Did I put a fucking beat down on your boy, dude? This suck, my Philly. Suck my Philly. Suck my Philly. Let's go.
I don't know if that happened, but yeah, you won.
It's all good. It was fun. It was a fun time.
Yeah, it looked fun, man.
Love my friend Tim Butterly. Go support him and everything.
You got all jacked and shiny for that?
I know, dude. I was fucking sweating.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
You got all warmed up. People are like, dude, why was he sweating when he got in the ring? Because you get warmed up.
You're supposed to warm up.
You warm up a little bit. You get a little slippery. You get a little slimy.
You look like two guys who would be soaking wet before a fight.
Yeah.
That was sick.
It was sick, dude. Well, thank you very much, Sid. I appreciate it. Shout out to everyone in the Gas Digital Racist live chat. Make sure you guys subscribe, gasdigital.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Plus, you get an extra bonus episode of this show every week. There's a third episode that does not come out to iTunes and YouTube. So make sure you guys subscribe and you guys can get all those extra bonus episodes plus all those other member benefits and access to the Racist Live Chat. Rob Rose in the Racist Live Chat says, fuck you, Lewis, y'all. Go fuck your mother says, fuck you, Lewis. Franken Wiener says, fat.
Yes.
And good morning to you.
Benjamin says, Lewis raped me. Ludie says, Father Lewis made me wait. Yeah, guys, sometimes the shows are going to be late. This is the thing, right? This is the thing that so a lot of people go, dude, Gas Digital sucks dick.
They say that.
Moving on.
Next topic.
And to those I say Zach D'Amico, Ian Fidance, Godfrey, and all the other people that work here. Why do you say this? No, some people say that. They're like, oh, dude, they always fuck up, dude. And one of the things that they list is they list the fact that we're never on time.
We're
never on time.
We're comedians. We didn't get into this to be punctual.
It's fucking psychotic. Dude, it's psychotic. This is a live show. No podcast that you listens to, okay? I meant to say it that way.
Yeah.
No podcast that you listens to.
Yeah.
Starts on time, all right? Mm. No podcast.
Especially on Speak Like Popeye Day. Yeah.
No podcast that we listen to.
Well, Look, as long as your podcast is strong to the finish and you eat your spinach, you're okay.
Mm.
That's what I say.
Or collard greens.
No, I'm telling you right now, like, people complain, like, dude, Gasters, all their shows. Like, yeah, dude, we're fucking, you gotta wait for four comedians to show up.
Yeah.
Get into a room. Ben Lewis has to show up. Yeah,
I was about you were cooking the books on those four comedians.
We did 45 minutes without them.
Yeah.
And now we just started the show.
Dude, I showed up yesterday.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Is it strong to the finish or finish? I would always say finish, and I was like, they must be strong to the finish.
Yeah. Is that a type of bird?
Does anybody know? Do you know?
I think it's finish.
Is it strong to the finish? What's a finish?
What's a finish?
What is finish?
Isn't that people from
Finland? It does sound like Sid's people would eat finish feet.
Yeah. Finish.
You can't make up a word and be like, is this phrase? Is this word I just made?
I'm strong to the finish.
Oh, yeah, because he's a fucking moron.
What's
That's right. He mispronounces words and he's got a fucking
Okay, in all fairness, the next verse is, I'm one tough gazookas. Which hates all palookas.
What are palookas? Are they blacks? Are those blacks?
Puerto Ricans.
Are palookas black? Yeah. Dude, I didn't know there was
No, that's the asshole that's always beating everybody up.
Dougie, yeah. I didn't know. That's Brutus.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
No, palookas are blacks in old sailor times.
Dude, somebody look that up. If that's what it is, that's fucking
Dude, I hate all palookas. Yeah. I'll kill them with bazookas.
Sailors didn't like palookas.
What are...
Dumb. Yeah, I can't read that.
Asian, stupid, clumsy, or uncouth person.
Peasants.
Blacks, peasants. Yes.
That's exactly what that is, yeah.
Blacks are the coothest.
Ignorant people, I see. They hate ignorance.
You can't get any coothier than a black person.
Yeah, they smoke Marlboro Couth one.
Dougie, can we please see the rest of the Papa the Sailor lyrics? I had no idea that it was Finnish. Well, I always thought it was Finnish. He said Finnish, and I was like, he must mean Finnish.
He does, yeah.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the Finnish because I eats me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm one tough gazookas, which hates all palookas. What ain't on the up and scroll? What the fuck? I biff some and buff some and always out rough some, but none of them gets nowhere.
Mm. Wow. Is he sucking dick? What is that?
Biffs I don't know, buffs? But it keeps falling apart. It sounds like he had a stroke.
Was he a retard? What was the deal
He was
with
a retard. Didn't he get hit in the fucking head by a mortar shell or
Can
something?
Can I just say, we had imaginations.
Yeah.
Why do we couldn't go beyond a retarded sailor?
No.
That was it? That's all we can come up with?
I mean,
no. Back then, think about
it. That's mostly what America
shock.
Was.
Was it? Oh, when did Popeye come out, dude? That's
After
some
World
crazy
War II.
Shit. You feel like I feel like you know all Popeye facts.
He hated blacks.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah. Are you a long lost relative of the real Popeye?
Yeah, that sounds just like my uncle. He
yeah. Are you,
the same
are you
way.
Part Gazookas?
1929.
Oh,
I was wrong.
Yeah. Wow. That's early.
That's depression.
That's after
depression.
World War I.
That's Depression era.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's coming out of it.
What's the history of Popeye, Shannon? Please give me some more information here.
It's just that he is a pugnacious, wisecracking cartoon sailor who possesses superhuman strength after ingesting an always handy can of spinach.
Yeah. Mm. Huge forearms.
Yeah.
Massive forearms.
Kidney stones. Spinach causes kidney stones.
Fucking love that skinny bitch olive oil. Olive oil had no body.
No.
Yeah, you know, Shannon, pull it up. Olive oil, toit or noit. Let's go. It's time for another toit or noit.
Yeah.
Olive oil throughout the ages.
I think you hit up an olive oil for her deep throat abilities.
It's all right.
Who's that crazy bitch who played her?
Shelley Duvall.
There you go,
in the movie.
That's who I think we base it off of.
Yeah, yeah.
No, she I base it off like of her. I base it off of this bitch. She had no tits. She had no hips. She had big old hands, doggy.
Those oh, big she old hands. Did Look at those big hands. Those big are factory
feet,
hands.
Big feet, too.
There's some depression era shit, dude. Yeah. Look at her no ass. It's just no ass.
Yeah, she's malnourished, man.
That's true. She was online for bread rations.
Popeye didn't
expect
all her spinach.
An ass or a pair of tits.
And who was the baby, Sweet Pea?
Was that her baby?
That's what I want to know. Is that her baby or is that a baby?
There's just a, yeah. Why is there a baby? There's no imagination. No imagination here.
So Sweet Pea is a baby found on Popeye's doorstep.
Mm.
And
it's delivered to him in a box. Mm. And he adopts him and raises him as his
That's
son.
How they're all delivered.
Ooh.
Bang.
Got him.
Oh,
got
son
him.
Of a bitch.
Damn. Sit down, dude.
Got him.
Sit down, dude.
I got it.
He's on
That's
fire.
Right. That's right. I have that. Hold on.
He's on fire.
Woo.
Damn.
Woo. No one's safe today. They're all delivered in a fucking box, Shannon.
So he took somebody else's kid, so he's not black.
Yeah, Popeye. I was Popeye 1 year for Halloween when I was a little kid, and my mom put a can of spinach in my pillowcase. And I had to walk around with a fucking a can of spinach in my pillowcase. It sucked. Yeah, Popeye was a shit cartoon. That was a shit cartoon.
Yeah. It was fucking terrible. And that movie that Robin Williams played, Popeye?
Didn't love it.
Fucking horrendous.
No, didn't love it. Yeah, yeah. The cartoons, they, back in the day, when did they start getting good? When did cartoons, because the old Mickey Mouse sucked, dude.
Yeah.
Because they could have come up with something better, dude. I think they were just so impressed with being able to just finish a project.
Yeah, don't forget, the original movies were like a train coming at you.
Yeah.
And people were like, holy shit. Did you, like, people got out of the way.
Yeah.
No, really. When they showed that, people, yeah, like, that's jumped.
True.
Like, that was scary. To, like, that was a big deal.
They weren't used
I
to
think
the
first
motion
cartoons
picture.
Are probably Looney Tunes, right?
What was the actual first cartoon ever, Shannon? Was it Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse
where it's like book.
On the boat. Steamboat,
yeah,
Willie.
Yeah, is that the first actual official cartoon?
I think it was the first theatrical cartoon. Yeah. Before the that, they had, what weren't they called Nickelodeons? Where you could put your eye to the piece and kind of like crank it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's how Popeye got his Popeye. He got pink eye.
So it's saying it's a, this French cartoon was the first cartoon ever. Hold on.
Creeps.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I refuse to give
it. No,
it's creeps.
What? Oh. It's a crepe.
Blade Shadow.
This is it.
Yeah, see?
Let's see.
The big tits.
What is it? Okay. It's better than I thought it was going to be.
There's always rape in French cartoons.
Is it a rape cartoon?
Because nobody would watch it.
Okay.
I mean, at the time, this is pretty wild.
This is pretty cool. Pretty cool right now. If, by the way, if any of you did this, if any of you came and it's like, dude, I got a cartoon making program and you showed me that you did this, I would be like, holy shit, dude, you're a genius.
I agree.
That's all it would take. How easy is it to animate with AI right now, Shannon? Can I make a cartoon without fucking an animator? Without having to have sex with an animator? Is it possible? Is it easy to make cartoons with AI? Let's start doing fucking cartoons.
I'm surprised you don't have a guest digital cartoon.
We've developed a few of them, dude. They're just really expensive. So we end up doing like shitty quality cartoons to be like funny, but it's because we can't afford like really great animation. And then the times where I've tried to develop a couple cartoons where we put some cash into the animation, then it was just, you know, it never went anywhere.
I'm sure there's a fan you could take advantage of. Be like, look, man, we'll mention you on
the
show.
We tried that, and then he was a psychopath.
Oh, yeah,
that fan was fucking batshit. it's not even like you want to collaborate. You want to make, I don't want to just take advantage of a fan or just get work. When you get work for free, it ends up being shit. Right, you have to. They have to be able to take something from it as well. So I would collaborate with a good animator. If there was a really good animator that, you know, wanted to work with us to develop some shit, for sure I would do it. But it's just a long, expensive process.
And like for how long it takes, and for what these guys make to do it, we would probably need to pay like a full time. It's a full time job.
Yeah,
cartoons still take a long time to make.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Jesus
I think
Christ,
AI now,
day and age.
I mean, even the South Park guys, they say what? It's a week.
I think with AI, we could fucking cut out the animators altogether. Shannon, tell me what to show me. Just simply Google AI animation program. Let's see.
Look at that.
So this is like a starting like with their template. Oh.
Are you doing this in real time?
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, you're making this cartoon, Shannon?
This is how it starts off.
All right, make me a cartoon right now, Shannon.
I have to like
made a Mexican.
Shannon, I'm giving you 10. Put 10 minutes on the timer.
You have to buy it to like do more stuff.
Just do it. Jesus fucking Christ, Shannon! Every time I turn around, she's asking for more money. Look, zero per month. All assets, free plan, right there, Shannon.
Click away from it.
What's your Twitter information?
Shannon, you have 10 minutes, 10 minutes on the clock to come up. I want to see the cartoon that Shannon can create in 10 minutes.
Okay, then you can't ask me anything else for the show.
For the show, Shannon. You are
Hola.
Not needed. Let's do plugs. That'll take about 10 minutes when we come back. Shannon will have a brand new animation for us. I'm very excited to see the cartoon. Shannon, I want this cartoon to be X-rated. I want it to be, I want it to be you, and I want it to be doing dirty things. That's all I care about. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Factor Meals for supporting today's show. Factor Meals is an incredible at-home, ready-to-eat meal kit service. They deliver you restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat in just a couple minutes. You microwave them. 2 minutes later, you have an amazing meal for literally any dietary restriction you could think of.
Factor's meals are fresh, never frozen, ready in just 2 minutes, and they have over 35 weekly restaurant-quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, grilled steakhouse filet mignon, already in just 2 minutes. They've got lunches. They've got breakfast. Lou, it's incredible.
Yeah, snacks as well, dude. And if you're doing a keto thing like me, that's great. If you're doing low fat, that's great. If you're a vegan weirdo like Shannon, they also have those options as well. Anything you need, Factor Meals has you covered. All you got to do right now to check out their incredible service is go to factormeals.com and use the promo code WRAP50 for 50% off. Head over to factormeals.com/WRAP50 and use the promo code WRAP50 to save 50% off today. This is a huge savings, 50% off. What a great service this is. Factormeals.com/WRAP50. Use that promo code WRAP50 for 50% off. All right, where were we? Let's get some plugs out of the way. Doug Yurum, what you plugging on?
Follow me on Instagram at TheDougYurum. I'm posting all the dates on there. This month don't have much because I was hunting all fucking month. But follow me on there. There's some shit that I'm doing.
Okay.
Okay.
Say it again.
Check me out on the 16th at King's Highway doing comedy in Bensalem, PA. Come check that out. Follow me on Instagram at Sydney Gant, SidneyGantt. And then check out Shocker Poppers, dude. Sick podcast.
Sick. Love it. Zach?
Follow me on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny. And I got dates coming up in Detroit, Chicago, and Wisconsin that I'm going to announce next week.
Fuck yeah. Lots of live stuff coming up, guys. Brand new tour, the Meaty Ogre Tour. Scott Chaplin supporting me on most of these dates. Starting in January, I'm going to be Emmaus, Pennsylvania, Saratoga Springs, Tampa, Florida, and more. Actually, I have a bunch of other dates in January that are confirmed. Hold on one second. I'm going to fucking look at this up right now. Hold on. They're not up on the site yet, but I want you guys to fucking know because January is right around the corner. Oh, I got Chicopee, Massachusetts, Key West, Florida, all coming up in January, plus Toronto, Buffalo, that's all coming up February, Janesville, Wisconsin, that's coming up in February. Lots of fucking crazy stuff coming up, guys. So go to lewisofskanks.com. There's a bunch of new dates and new links coming out regularly. All brand new material on this tour. It's going to be the dirtiest shit I've ever done, guys. You wait and see. And yeah, make sure you subscribe to Gas Digital and make sure you subscribe to the other pods. Legion of Skanks, The Regs, Super Show, The Regs, Racist Live Chat, let's see.
Are they plugging something?
Let's see, Lewis would be like Bill Burr if he didn't split from Beatrice. Okay. What does that mean? Is that rich? Is that rich? What does that mean? Why is Bill Burr? People are mad at Bill Burr. Shannon,
His wife.
We can't ask Shannon anything. She's yeah, his wife cartoon.
Flicked off Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Where were they at?
UFC.
Oh, they were at the UFC event, and his wife gave the bird.
Yeah.
Surprised she didn't deep fry it and eat it. Damn doggy. So why are people mad at Bill Burr? Who cares? Who
gives a shit? Because he doesn't keep his wife in check.
You gotta keep your wife in check.
You can't be having your wife.
If I'm Bill Burr, I'm also like, God fucking damn it. What are you doing? Dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you fucking half the country is now going to hate me because they already hate me because I'm with a black person. Mm. Okay. Now they're doubling fucking down on it even more. That would be my only thing. I'm like, if I'm Bill Burr, I'm like, please don't. That's like when you're walking down the street and some fucking guys start talking shit and then your girl starts talking
she
shit.
She pipes up, yeah.
And then you're like, well, no, I didn't want to fight these guys. Yeah. Don't make me fucking fight this fight now and you pull me into this. Just let me just.
Yeah.
So for me, I just don't want to be politicized.
It's different with a black wife, though. Like when a black wife is acting up in public like that and you see it, you just like apologize to the guy like, oh my God, I'm sorry you have to live with that.
Yeah.
Good thing she's getting it out here.
Is it because it's you expected? Don't have to take that home. Like you're expecting her to be fucking nuts?
I don't know if you're expecting it, but that's how a lot of them come.
Huh.
It's just like factory.
I mean, look, she...
it's the factory reset. Yeah.
Need a recall on these black women.
I mean, look, you know, it's... I just don't fucking give a shit, you know.
Nobody should give a shit.
Nobody should give a shit.
Nobody should.
The fact that the same people who, for what, a decade now have been calling Michelle Obama a man.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she made a mean gesture at the president. Fucking go suck a dick.
Right.
Everybody on both sides.
Go suck Michelle Obama's dick.
Yeah, go suck Big Mike's dick.
But I will also say, you know, playing devil's advocate, it's also like, it's just sort of like, it is the former president. Even if, like, I hate to fucking be like a traditionalist or like, I just look at it like, it's just the former president. You just sort of call him Mr. President and you fucking like, if I ever met fucking George Bush or Ronald Reagan or fucking any former, I would just call him Mr. President and I'd be like, oh, that's kind of fucking crazy. That's the president right there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fucking give I wouldn't flip the bird to any politician. Honestly, I really wouldn't flip the bird to really anybody. There's not many people in the world, even if I really didn't like somebody, I wouldn't be like, oh, dude, now's my time to fuck you. Like, it's just sort of a weird move just in general for an adult to do to another adult, much less for an adult to do to the president or the former president, even if you really dislike his politics. I you know.
Yeah, it's something you do to a friend.
It's just a weird move. Yeah. Just in general, just to flip the fucking bird to another adult. Like, if I want to fight somebody, I guess I would do it. But, like, you know, in that case, like I don't know.
Well, it's like you said, he doesn't keep her in fucking check. And half of his audience, whether Bill Burr likes it or not, are Trump supporters. So now she
anybody
does that.
That's that big.
Right. He's got a movie that just came out that's sort of anti-woke. And like, and then so it's like, it's just in terms of like just the optics and sort of like if I'm Bill Burr and I'm in the Bill Burr business and he is in the Bill Burr business, it's a business.
Yeah.
You're like, that's not good for business. And I'm not saying like maybe he agrees with her. Maybe fuck that guy. I'm just saying like if I'm fucking if I'm that big at this point, it's now truly just business.
Right.
It's truly just how big do I get? How much money can I fucking cash out with? It's not really about getting my political ideology off or anything else. That shit will fucking kill you, dude. That shit will kill you. That's what happened to Louis C.K., dude. That's what blew up in Louis C.K.'s face. When he started it became political, Trump is Hitler. Dude, that shit, you end up, people are looking for you to be a hypocrite. And that's the one thing in society, publicly, that people fucking hate more than anything in the world. It is a hypocrite. If they can catch you being a fucking hypocrite, then they will fucking torture you for that. Jorge, why are you laughing? Am I a hypocrite? Are you laughing because I'm a hypocrite?
Yeah, I'm waiting for somebody to say that in the chat.
What'd you say?
I'm waiting for somebody to say that in the chat.
Yeah.
What, that I'm a hypocrite?
Yeah.
Please tell me where I'm a hypocrite. Show me where I'm being hypocritical. Yeah,
but it was his wife, though. In 2023, black women can't be hypocrites. Like, he nailed it, like, with his wife doing that. Like, everybody in Hollywood's going to be like, you're a hero for having that black wife flicking off Donald Trump.
Yes.
In Hollywood, but they're not the ones that buy his fucking shit.
It's like, those are the people that are buying Bill Burr tickets.
Yeah,
are,
they're not in Hollywood. Yeah, not Hollywood. They're blue-collar guys that probably love Trump, and then you got your black wife flipping Donald Trump the fucking
EJ Dolo in the Racist Live Chat says, Lewis is a hippo. Okay. Let's see. Runaway Slav says Lewis is a hypocrite for wanting to be white, but can never show up on time. That's actually a good point.
Oh,
yeah. He could also just be like Bill Barber. Can just be like, come on, guys, you know how they get, and he's good.
I thought you said Bill Barbecue.
Bill Barbecue.
That's why she's with him. You say your name is Bill Barbecue? I will marry you, motherfucker. I'll marry you right now.
I'm related to all the barbecues now.
That's why you gotta have to talk beforehand. Like, don't start any fucking problems when we go to this fucking event, please.
If anything, the reason you should be mad at her is, honey, we had very nice seats and we were on camera.
Yeah.
They don't give those seats to anybody.
Yeah.
Don't do something fucking
control your fucking self.
Yeah, we're in public. Yeah. Be nice.
Again, you're 47 years old and you're flipping somebody to fucking Bird. Can you calm the fuck down a little bit? He also seems like a guy that would scream at her in public if she did something like that.
Dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing, dude? You're giving the president the Bird. I sound more like Robert.
I'm Kelly. Just saying,
Yusuf G.
Of all the companies where we're discussing how to control your wife, maybe the one Dana White owns.
Yeah, he slapped a bitch before. Yeah.
You got to challenge her to a slap fight. Bring the podium out.
Yusuf G in the Racist Live Chat says, Lewis, quote unquote, anyone who's a fan of another man is a fag. Also, Lewis, guys, come watch a comedian fight. So he's trying to call me a hypocrite.
Oh,
two things. Number one, if you call yourself the fan of another man, if you are a man, go, I'm a fan of that man. That's pretty gay. Now, I've been a fan of men's work. That's okay. You can be a fan of a man's work, but you cannot be a fan of another man.
Like, what do you mean? Like, if you're a fan of Conor McGregor or Mike Tyson, something like that?
I'm a fan of Conor McGregor's fights.
Yeah.
And his wins. I'm not a fan of his losses. I'm a fan of the way that he loses.
That's an existential loophole, dude. That's still gay.
Any loopholes in general are gay.
Yeah, that is true.
A loophole needs to be lubed up and shove it in.
It's a loophole. So yeah, that's a loophole, dude. It's still gay.
Okay, so yeah, dude. Also enjoying my work is not being a fan of mine. You could be a fan of my real ass body of work, and that's okay. You could also just come and see me do comedy and not be a fan, then walk away.
So anybody that's got like a fucking poster on their wall of another man, that's kind of gay.
Really gay.
That's very gay.
And look,
what about wearing jerseys?
What if it just symbolizes
wearing
their
a jersey?
Work?
Gay as fuck.
Wearing a jersey.
And I'll say this: this is gonna really bite me in the ass because this is a big part of the Skankfest experience.
Oh shit!
If you ask for a picture with another man and you're a man,
that's gay.
It's pretty gay. If there's a woman there with you, you get a pass.
But she's not allowed in the picture.
No, if it was your idea and like to take the picture with it, that's still
you
gay.
Have to act like you don't want to be there, and you have to tell her to act like she really wants the picture. Mm. Okay,
she's a big fan of Jay Oakerson.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Okay, sorry, it's just a fact. What do you want me to say? Don't fuck it. If you pay for a fucking VIP ticket to meet somebody after a show, gay.
Gay, yeah.
Gay as fuck, dude. Yeah. If you see me, come up to me. But come up to me as an equal. Be like, hey, bro, we're men. Yeah. I'm a man. You're a man. I'm like, dude, right there. Bang. We fucking knuckle up. We say nothing else.
Yeah.
You don't got to go, hey, dude, I'm a fan of yours. I love what you do as a man.
Yeah.
On,
that is gay.
Come on, dude. That's you're totally never going to get your dick sucked with that attitude. Okay?
Maybe by a dude.
You just go up. If you see somebody you fuck, you're a fan of their work, you just give it a little head nod.
Yeah.
Head nod, a little dick bump.
That right there. Boom. Right. Just as.
I did that to Paul Giamatti.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Just went, hey.
But if Paul Giamatti was with a woman, a hot woman.
Yeah.
Go up to Paul Giamatti and act like he's a fucking king.
Yeah.
Because then you're making him look like a goddamn fucking king. You're getting his dick sucked even harder.
I've done that to comics I'm friends with in real life. Yeah. Warmed up and pretended like I'm a fan.
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
Like if they're somebody sitting in like an outdoor restaurant, I'll be like, hey, I'm so sorry to bother you. Your last, you're uncomfortable, whatever their last thing, you're so fucking funny, man. Such a big fan. And then you look at her and be like, yeah.
Can I get a piece of that?
And then you look at her and be like, hey, you guys have a great day.
Yeah.
And then walk away, leave them, give them a little magic.
Yeah. That's a great, know what?
EJ Dolo in the Racist Live Chat says, Lewis dress up like The Rock to meet him at a meet and greet. Hypocrite. This is when
did
I was 17 years old.
That's
EJ.
Still gay. You're old
if
enough.
That's pretty gay. I had already gotten my dick sucked. I was already finger banging. I was already fucking. I was already driving a car. Yeah. Pretty fucking.
Yeah. But that's different because you're like, you just feel so confident. You think you can take over the world and meet The Rock.
But, well, here's the problem is that they cut the line off right at me.
Oh, no.
Which is hilarious. And now
by instruction.
Yeah. Well, knowing what I know now, okay, obviously, the mall employee was like, cut her off at the kid dressed as The Rock.
Yeah.
Like, because it's a choice. It is a human being's choice.
And you're 17.
Yeah.
You're not a kid.
This is just like... They're like in that moment, like this guy goes, it's so fucking funny that we're not going to let him meet The Rock. Yeah. And we're just going to cut her off right at him.
Dude, you lift your sunglasses and there's just one tear.
Dude, I fucking was so mad.
While his eyebrows up.
The Rock came out. No, I waited. Yeah. I still waited for the meet and greet to end. And The Rock walked past me. And I was like, Rock, I wore my $500 shirt for this. He's like, that ain't no $500 shirt. I was like, oh, it's not, Rock. You knew it. You fucking knew
Adam,
it.
Boy, he stayed in character the whole time. God bless him. And now he's a fucking tool.
Man, I'm surprised you didn't have an incident. I'm surprised that wasn't the beginning of your incident stories.
No, dude. I should have had an incident. To be honest with you, knowing now what I know,
I should have
tried to fight the security guard at the mall.
Yeah.
That's crazy that they would cut me off.
It's also crazy that you didn't try to fight a security guard.
It's also crazy that you dressed like the fucking
Rock.
Well,
because they were doing a little clicky thing, and like, because I'm an idiot, because I'm a monkey, okay? And no offense to it, because I'm a monkey,
I would have skipped the line, but okay.
Dude, they start clicking, right? Like, as a kid, you're just going like, oh, that is the number that they're allowed in. Click, click, click.
Mm.
Click, click. It doesn't matter, you fucking assholes. Yeah. Hey, they cut me off because they're assholes.
Yeah.
They did it on purpose.
Yeah.
I never really thought about this before today.
Let it all out. You went to the next therapy session.
It's crazy.
But then I got cut off at the rock line.
Yeah. So what was the point that I was making about all this?
About being that you're gay.
Oh, that I'm gay.
Yeah.
This is a screenshot.
This is her flipping.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, you see it right next to him, too. That's how important.
And he's turned away because he knows exactly what she's doing, and he's disgusted.
Yeah, he feels that heat coming off her.
No. He's facing the cameras. This is a UFC event.
Is that Colin Quinn next door?
Is it?
What the fuck is that? Is it Fez Watlow?
I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, whatever, dude. You know, I guess you got to fucking control your wife. But maybe he didn't want to. Maybe he did control his wife. Maybe he's like, fuck you, good. Give him the finger. And also, like, you can't really control your fucking wife in this day and age. That's a wild thing.
You can't win. You can't fight every battle.
No, what you got to do is you got to, like...
Yeah, but that's a battle you should fight. I mean, she's giving the fucking finger to a former president. How do you tolerate that?
Her finger, her choice. Listen, you've never had a black chick, obviously.
No, I have. Many.
You have?
Yeah.
They're an issue, man.
Yeah, but not tied up in your basement. We're talking about dating them.
I've had many, but that's... Why do you think I don't date them long term? For that reason.
Yeah. I think that you have to make a choice. Like, what type of woman are you with? Are you with that? And look, maybe he's just not bothered by a fucking woman who's opinionated. And maybe he's also rich enough and just doesn't fucking care. Which also would be kind of badass in itself, right? If he just was like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. It's her opinion. She can have her opinion. More power to her. That's fine, you know? I really would love to be a fucking fly on the wall.
Yeah. In that car. Yeah. The car ride home must have been fucking great.
I'd love to be a fly on
I try and do the liberal thing and I just fall into it. I gotta do it.
That's why I love this podcast. Come here for this shit.
Shannon, can we please hear the cartoon?
Oh, she made a card. She made it?
I'm hoping. I gave her more than 10 minutes, I bet.
There's not a whole lot of options in this free version, but here she goes. I also can't make her blonde, but this is her thing. Hold on.
You changed your skin tone.
She's just dancing like a retard, Shannon. She went to her knee.
She grabbed her tits and went to her knees. Oh, I think it's what Shannon was trying to do.
It's going
to
do see. It again.
Let's see. She went to her knees.
And then she said, come here, put that in my mouth.
Put your cock in my mouth.
That's it. That's as much as I can do.
Oh.
That's it.
She rapping?
Shannon, honestly, you might have a future here, Shannon.
I also can't, like, the options are so limited on the free version.
Shannon, can you talk now? Do her voice. What's she saying, Shannon?
Hold on. Let me start from the beginning.
Fuck you, Lewis.
What's up, guys? I suck your penises. Mwah.
What's up, guys? I'm going to suck your penises. Mwah. shit, I like it.
That was awesome.
I didn't mind it, Shannon. That's not bad. All right, got to talk about one of our favorite sponsors, which is YoKratom. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are in the market for Kratom, over 21 years old, guess what? You got to get your Kratom from YoKratom.com.
So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations getting a little bit of Kratom at a time and getting ripped off when you go to our friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, with all the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network.
Once again, YoKratom.com. All right, where were we? All right, so let's see. Scientists say that fake faces created by AI look more like real human than real faces. Can we tell the difference between AI faces and real faces? I would love to see this.
It's all about the eye. Right,
I would love to see this.
These are the faces.
I don't think
is AI.
Do you want to do one at a time and then everyone guesses and I'll tell you yes or
two
no?
Two is for sure AI.
I don't think that we would waste our time making ugly AI faces.
Nine's AI. She looks like a sex doll.
Yeah. Four is AI.
I think six is AI.
Yeah. Six, two. And
he's too perfect.
I don't know about 10.
10,
10
is
worries
AI.
Me.
I think 2, 10 4, is AI. 5, 6, 9, and 10 are AI.
I'm going 2, 6, 10. And how many? Do we know how many are AI?
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 5 and 5.
5 and 5?
Wow.
2, 4, 5, 6, 9.
It doesn't matter, Shannon. Yes. Let's go to it. Yes, this is a terrible bit.
Okay, number 1. Number one is AI.
See, this is how they trick
They made
me.
An ugly bitch?
They made an ugly AI. Why? What would be the point of using this technology?
I think they're just trying to prove that they can fool. That's crazy.
They're creating Philadelphia bartender women.
Exactly.
This is psychotic. There's no reason for the technology. Let's move forward into hot chick technology.
What are yins having?
Number two is human. Number three, human. Number four is AI.
Yeah.
Five is AI.
Yeah.
Six is a human.
Oh, wow.
Fuck off.
Steve Smith.
That was not right at all.
Seven is AI. Eight is AI.
Wow.
Nine is a human.
Wow.
What?
And 10 is a human.
Who the fuck does that human
exist?
Nine,
just so you know, would accuse you of hitting her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number nine would accuse you of hitting her, would pretend to be pregnant after you broke up.
And number one would believe it without seeing it.
Do you remember the girl that...
That's true.
Number one goes to that protest.
Number nine would bruise herself on something, and then when somebody asked, how did you get hurt, she would go, I don't want to talk about it. And infer that it was you.
Yeah.
Number nine would have bruises on her legs, and I would think it's so hot.
Yeah.
See, that was a thing that I thought was hot on women at one time in my life.
Mm.
Bruises on their legs.
Ooh. Why so? What did that exemplify to you?
I don't exactly know.
Recklessness.
She's a clumsy bitch. Just
whatever it is. She bumps into fucking corners a lot.
She keeps hitting shit.
That bitch ain't looking where she's going at all.
I always date chicks. She'd be like, they'd have like some big bruise on their leg, and she'd be like, I have no idea where this came from. And I was like, oh, that's hot. That would make my dick move. Just some bitch who just throughout the past couple nights was so disconnected from reality that she was hurt, and she has no idea how.
Yeah,
That's a crazy bitch.
Meanwhile, she's so malnourished, she probably just got it from crossing her legs while she was sitting.
Maybe.
She just has an iron deficiency. I mean, she can't run away. She doesn't have the strength.
I like it. I don't mind it. At what point does the AI get so good that you could fucking have like a hot AI girlfriend where she just looks like that, and you could talk to her and you can create a personality and like...
But you can't touch her and stuff. Yeah.
Well, eventually
she's fake.
Eventually there's a machine that you put your dick in, and she's like, "I want to suck your dick," but it's real. It's sentient. It's fucking. It likes.
I think he's talking about the restraining order she has on him.
Yeah,
you got to be 50 feet away from your AI at all times.
My screen's across the street.
Yeah, dude. I remember the chick that I...
My AI left me for a Black Mirror.
Your AI is reporting you to the police. I saw him cross the Starbucks I was at.
The chick that I... The craziest chick I ever dated that pretended to be pregnant. It's so funny because if I knew now what I know now... I keep on saying this a lot the past couple days, Shannon. It's my new phrase. The phrase that pays. If I knew then what I know now... When she said it, she was like, yeah, I'm pregnant. And like, I was like, oh no. And I didn't really believe her.
Yeah.
But it was like 4 weeks in. And she was like, just so you know, you'll never meet him. And she said it all like dramatically like that.
Good.
But like, now I know you don't find out the sex of the baby until like 24 weeks in.
It was a crazy reveal she tried to do.
Yeah. She tried. And then and like, but if I knew now, I was like, you fucking idiot, bitch. You stupid bitch. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But even if she was pregnant, she said you'll have nothing to do with it. I'd be like, all right, sure.
Now if a chick tells you she's pregnant, you can challenge her to a boxing match at Skankfest and punch it out of her.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Box or box. Give me the opportunity. Let's go. I fucking... It's so funny how much more reckless I was with cream pieing until I had a kid as well. I just didn't believe it worked.
Wait, did you actually like come in there, or did you pull the goalie out and it was an accident when you had the kid?
I pulled out. Well, I pulled out. I shot it on the puss, and then I slid it back in and used my jizz as lube.
Come on. That could happen?
Yeah.
I thought sperm dies once it hits the air.
That is not true. It's AIDS. AIDS dies once it hits the air.
Fuck, man. I got my sperm tested not too long ago.
Sperm is fucking good.
It
dude.
Is fucking
AIDS is like when like Arnold Schwarzenegger when they took his mask off on the surface of Mars. AIDS is it's done. Fucking.
You were probably shooting when you went back in there though. You think you pushed sperm all the way to the egg with your dick?
Yeah. Not all the way to the egg. No, but I think once you push the sperm back in, they start floating around like, whoa, what the fuck happened? It's almost like a fish out of the water. It's like flopping around on the ground. But then you put it back in, like it kind of like lays on the top of the water for a second, but then just goes, and then swam up.
I always looked at it like if you didn't get that thrust, then it's like the sperm missed its butt stop and it's just wandering around in front of the vagina like we're... This is a bad neighborhood.
Well, I think it's got to get up the fallopian tube, whatever that is.
Or you still had some in the chamber.
No, I don't think so. I think I remember, guys. I remember exactly what happened here. And that's my move. I love that move. I love to use my sperm as lubrication. Nothing better. Listen, Shannon, hold on. Shannon's gone, but Shannon will probably admit that that's pretty hot. Think about it. Boys, forget, I don't even need Shannon for this.
Yeah.
Put yourself in the mindset of a woman right now, Sid.
Mm-hmm. Doing it right now.
I don't know nothing.
Put yourself in the mindset of a woman, right? You're spread eagle. Fucking some guy's pumping into you, right? You get your fucking claws digging into his back.
Yeah. How much money do you make? I need to know that before I accuse you of raping me.
I think regardless, this is some animalistic shit, dude. At this point, if a woman is to let you inside of her, she's already past the how much money is this thing.
Dude, I wonder how much they even know what's going on down there. Like, do you think they can tell that you squirted on them and used your sperm as lube from where they are?
Yeah.
They could definitely feel that shit.
Shannon, a man squirts on your... first of all, put the sexy music on real quick. Just for a second. That's the plug music. Shannon.
Stan Getz.
Some guy is having sex with you. Unprotected. Pulls out. Shoots onto your vagina. Thick, creamy load.
Gropes.
Ropes. And gropes. But then he stays erect. He's so turned on by you that he stays erect. Could you imagine this, Shannon?
Lucho.
I'm trying.
He stays erect, and then he puts it back inside of you, and he uses his own sperm as lubrication. Shannon, is this not the hottest thing you've ever heard in your entire life?
Oh, I didn't know that's where
now,
you were
did
going
you just, wait. Now, did he just squirt and then go back in, or did he like dip his paintbrush a few times? Like ting, ting, ting.
Like in the sperm or in the vagina?
In the sperm.
He's like anointing it, like splash. Yeah.
Bob Ross.
Like the body of Christ compels you?
Yeah. A body of cum compels you.
He rubs on your clitoris a little bit, right?
Yeah, okay.
But you're covered in cream pie, but then he uses his own sperm as lubrication to have sex with you again, Shannon. Shannon's turned on right now. Jorge, finger her right now. Tell me how wet Shannon's getting right now with this description.
She just slid off the chair.
I feel like if you're having...
Slowly, Shannon. Slow down, Shannon. Calm down. Let the boys sit on this.
I feel like if you're already having unprotected sex...
Yeah, you are.
You're probably taking birth control or something. Then he may as well just like finish inside. Like to take it out and put it back in, it's for all of that...
Wow.
Risking. I feel like it's more fun to just
leave it in.
Women get so annoyed when you don't come in them. When you come anywhere but in a woman, Shannon,
you'd rather the cream pie.
I think so, yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
That is a wow.
And that was the most lady way you could have said that.
Yeah, okay, I tried.
Point Shannon.
Yeah, that was a very good point. I don't even know what to say after that, Shannon, for fuck's sake.
Let
me translate what Shannon was saying. Come inside me. Come inside me.
That's true. If you're pulling out, and
shoot it in me, Shannon.
Fucking plot.
Leave it in Lehigh.
Shannon, the way God intended, Lehigh.
Let's go.
Wait, is that her full last
such
name?
Such a graceful
Shannon
name.
I had no idea.
Shannon does have the last name of somebody who shot a president.
Yeah, that's a great yes.
Let's see.
But I'm still shocked by what Shannon said. Like, I didn't even think about it that way. If you're just going to put it back, you might as well just leave it in and shoot inside her.
I guess I do think like a woman. That whole entire time, I was thinking like a woman.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, look, it's sort of a crime of passion.
Yeah.
The gal doesn't, she wants you to pull out. The conversation, here's what's going on, boys. She wants you to pull out. It's all based off of like fucking just being a fucking psychopath and the risk. She's like, pull out. Like, you pull out. You shoot it on her. She's like, oh, my God, so hot. This cream pie all over my fucking fat pussy. And then you slide it back in, dude. Fucking... In a moment of passion. You get it? You're not understanding this? It's not about having a cream pie. You're like, no, we shouldn't do this. And then you put it back in. You're like, no. Everyone's saying no. It's actually rape.
Yeah, it is.
If I got a dollar every time a girl said no to me. Ka-ching.
That's what's up, nigga.
Let's see.
Can we do the first one, please?
Can we do what?
The first story?
No.
No. I thought she meant like
cream pie
first,
me real quick. Can we just test this theory?
Yeah.
She's like, can you cream pie in my number one? The first one, 31-year-old man who killed girlfriend is released from jail after a year because he gained too much weight.
So I feel like this is interesting. They're doing it in stone, his weight, but he basically doubled his weight while he was in jail. He was like 2-something. He went to like 4-something in pounds. So he killed his girlfriend.
You could have just done the conversion.
I did it, and I forgot to bring it back over, so it's in my mind. It's like 224 to like 437 or something.
Do you have a picture of him?
Yeah, hold on. This is him and the girlfriend. So, but this is him before. So he's like, you know, he seems like really tall. It doesn't say his height, but
he's still kind of fat, no?
A little chub.
He's husky.
Yeah.
He's like,
and he killed his girlfriend. What did she do?
So he claims that they were in bed, and she complained that he was getting crumbs in bed. And then she threw something at him in their fight, and then he stabbed her 57 times.
He should have crumbed
her. She started it.
Zach, we must thank Kudo Popcorn for supporting today's show. We love Kudo Popcorn. I really do, dude. It's keto friendly. It is one of the most tasty fucking snacks you're going to have. I miss snacking on things like popcorn and potato chips. Kudo has you covered.
They have 3 great flavors, garlic parmesan, white cheddar, and salty sweet kettle corn. And you were explaining to me, Lou, it's basically high protein.
Yeah, it's 10 grams of protein per serving. I think there's 10 or 11 grams of carbs per serving. So you can stay keto while you're snacking. Get your high protein in your snack. It's also the official snack of the UFC, which is pretty incredible. A lot of our sponsors are jumping over to the UFC as well, so that's pretty cool for them. Just right now, go to kudosnacks.com and use the promo code RAP when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your order today. Once again, that's kudosnacks.com, KUDOsnacks.com. Use the promo code RAP for 25% off today. All right, let's get back into it.
So he eventually, at first he said that somebody broke into their hotel room, robbed them, whatever, and then he admitted
that they ate a snack in their bed. Yeah. I got crumbs everywhere and killed my girlfriend.
So then he admitted that he murdered her. After he was in jail for, what? So he was sentenced to like 30 years or something in jail. After he was in jail for 1 year and he gained like 200 pounds, his lawyers went to the judge and was like, look, like he's not doing well in jail. He's like so obese that he can't walk. He can't do anything. And they're like, okay, like obviously this isn't working for him. So now he can just go home and do house arrest for the rest of his sentence.
Yeah, it sounds like he's doing too well in jail, if you ask me. Getting 200 pounds in jail.
It's house arrest. What are the parameters of house arrest? Your friends over?
Yeah, you just can't leave.
Yeah, you can kick it with the homies.
You can do whatever you want.
Dog,
you
just can't leave the fucking games, house.
Yeah.
I can kick it with the homies. I can fucking start some drop shipping business on Amazon. Like,
yeah.
I could thrive. Get the fuck out of here, dog. You give me the opportunity. Give me the opportunity. I'd love to be on house arrest.
Oh, it'd be so great to never have to do anything, to cancel all plans.
Never expect to do
I'm on house arrest.
That's what was great about COVID. You didn't have to do jack shit.
Yeah.
And nobody expected you to do jack shit.
Yeah, but I was fucking out there doing jack shit.
Oh, yeah.
During COVID, I saw the opportunity while everyone else was mourning their lost loved ones.
It was all bullshit, by the way.
I was moving everything on Zoom. Yeah,
we were doing jokes for dozens of people on restaurant patios.
I never went out more.
By the way, I know someone that did that gig after us.
Yeah.
And they went, yeah, we had the show out here, but there was a comedian who yelled, fuck you, God, at the church, and they're not allowed to do shows there anymore.
Was that me?
Yes, it was.
I yelled, fuck you, God?
Yep, yeah. At a church.
Well, God was genuinely fucking us in our fucking poo hole. You know? It was a whole to-do. Do you remember what it was like, COVID?
Yeah.
There was 3 days where I was like, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
And I remember it was like, dude, you got to stock up on toilet paper. You got to stock up on, hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I went to, like, a little Asian deli, and they were charging $30 for hand sanitizer.
That was fucking Asian.
And this is, like, day two, and I was like, oh, shit, dude. And I remember going to pay for it with my card, and I didn't want to touch the keypad. I was like, no, dude, I don't want to touch the keypad. And I used my shirt, and I'm like, fuck. I was like, fuck, dude. And I, then, what's it called? I used like a pen thing that they had there. Because I didn't want to use my. I remember first I was going to use my shirt. I was like, dude, I'll take the germs home on my shirt. Mm-hmm. Fuck, dude. So I used like a pen and I touched the keys with it, and I was like, fuck, dude.
We were all fucking paranoid.
Yeah, I thought like the germs were crawling up your arm, and then like within 3 or 4 days, I was like, no, fuck this shit, dude. Fuck this noise. Yeah. And then it was just a free for all.
Yeah,
and I didn't give a fuck.
I didn't want to touch nothing. I didn't wash apples.
I didn't wash my hands once during the pandemic. Good. I made it a point to never wash my hands.
Yeah. That was fucking...
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would you? It was a fucking fake situation. Yeah.
I've lived through multiple skank fests post-COVID. I don't believe in COVID or fentanyl.
Rob Rose in the Racist Live Chat says, and how many times did you get COVID, Lewis? Ha, 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 ha. Okay.
That's what's up, nigga. That's
a good point. I did almost die of COVID twice.
Did you really?
No, I probably had COVID a couple times.
Checked?
I did. I tested because I had like at-home kits. And we were... So here's the thing. At Gas Digital, I had to respect the fact that half of the staff is a bunch of fucking art f***s. And they were fucking, you know, wearing masks and worried. And fucking Jorge. Jesus Christ, dude. The whole time.
Was Jorge here?
I still think Jorge's a spy.
First two letters, definitely.
Who knows what the fuck Jorge's game plan is here? Jorge, what's your fucking end goal here? What is your goal here? What do you want to be?
Is he talking?
I don't know what my end plan is here. Maybe
the end goal?
Maybe overtake Baby James and become the rightful successor to the company.
That's what's up, nigga.
I like that initiative.
Yeah.
I fucking like it.
Industrious.
Hell yeah. Shannon, Shannon, what's your end goal here?
I mean, I guess ideally for my podcast, being on Gas Digital explodes and then brings Gas Digital along with
explodes
it.
Explodes all over your fucking puss and slides it back in.
The thing is.
Hell yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
By the way, I found another article that apparently when you have an ankle monitor, obviously, I guess it varies by state, but this chick on TikTok is saying that she has to pay $400 for her ankle monitor. This is what it looks like.
Let's see. Toy.
Is that a dude?
No.
Is she paying us a month?
Yeah, $400 a month. She's got a pool.
Yeah, she looks like she's doing okay.
Yeah, but that guy didn't own a pool.
I wonder if you can still do OnlyFans from home while you're on.
Of course
house you rest.
Can, as long as you don't leave.
Yeah. House arrest has to be great
compared
to real jail.
Ask Uncle
Jesus
Junior,
Christ,
he didn't
dude.
Like it.
No, I mean, I would. But then also you could probably do other, like when you get caught with like a DUI, like you can drive to work, right?
No.
I think you can.
No, you can't drive at all.
I think you can. Have you had a DUI?
Never. Never had
one. What is that face about?
I never had one.
You had two?
Never had a DUI.
I feel like
cops let me go twice and I was drunk out of my fucking mind.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a driving while Italian.
What the fuck you looking at, pig?
I believe, and maybe I'm wrong about this, and I'm sure somebody can get, and please call it 573 Gasline. No, or is it 973? 573 Gasline. Call in if you have had a DUI, you could dispute this. My understanding is that you can get like permission to drive to and from work.
Get the fuck out of here.
I think it's if you're on probation, then they ankle monitor you, and then you can only go to and from certain places certain times. I think that's what it is.
No, that's not a DUI. No, that's
but I'm talking about specifically with a DUI. I've heard this.
Yeah, I've heard of people having to blow into a breathalyzer to.
No, that's
their car.
After if you get like multiple, just to make sure you don't do it again.
Yeah, I feel like, but for me as a comedian, could I go to comedy clubs?
Oh, can I go to the club? You want to go to the club?
Can I go to the club?
Can I get to the club, please?
Like, where does this end? Because I sort of work for myself and make my own hours. Can I just let you? I'm going to work, officer. Yeah.
I know alcohol was a problem for me, but can I go to the bar every night? Is that a problem?
Yeah, I feel like I could do that. Because then I feel like DUI is not that bad.
Wait, can you smoke weed on house arrest? Like, were they drug testing you to make sure you're not doing
I'd
anything
I'd imagine
wrong?
They piss
yeah,
test
you.
They have to, right?
I know that for
yeah. I would imagine
that's
they
true.
That, yeah, yeah. My sister was on house arrest, and she complained about the fact that she got drug tested all the time.
Oh, fuck. That sucks.
Yeah. That would.
What the fuck else are you supposed to do?
Do you remember that? Like, back in the day? Like, I never... Have I ever been drug tested in my entire life? I feel like I have. Did I feel
play,
like I...
Yeah, probably when you were a kid, do you play any sport? You were on teams?
Yeah, no sports, nothing like that. I want to say that I was drug tested for my real estate license in New York.
Mm. You have a real estate license?
I had one. Does it ever expire? I might have one.
I think it does.
Yeah. Dude, I might be fucking. I might be a real estate mogul right now.
You might be racking
and not even
right
fucking know it.
Yeah.
I could be crushing it. By the way, my fucking Coinbase is way up right now. Shout out to fucking everyone.
God bless this fucking war going on because everybody's invested in cryptocurrencies.
Shout out to everyone that fucking, like me, was an idiot and invested in crypto when it was like a trending fun thing. Mm. Now it's kind of, I invested like 13 grand and
holy
now it's down to 6,500. it's cutting up, but it was down to like $3,000 a few months ago. Yeah, now it's fucking back up.
Ethereum's up, dude. When this war keeps going, if this fucking sparks like World War III, prepare for your crypto.
I'm
to
never. Here's the thing. I get very tempted because now that it was at like 7K.
Yeah.
Like yesterday or the day before, I was like, "Fuck, dude." I was like, "I'm back to more than half where it was at." I feel like I could just take it out, cut my losses, be like, "Fuck,
leave it, and start posting shit." About the Jews and Hamas,
Dougie,
and have
this
war get bigger.
This is my problem. Every time I talk to somebody about crypto, I'm like, dude, I've lost $10,000. This is the worst thing. Everyone's like, now it's time to buy more. Like, what are you talking about? You fucking asshole. It's like, dude, double down. Now you got to invest everything you got. Now, dude, I know it seems like you've lost everything. I know seems, but trust me, right now,
you
need
could
to
lose
fucking
more.
Dude, do it. I'm telling you. Just you have a big influence. You got a lot of followers. Just keep stoking the flames for World War III to start, and you're watching cryptos go as all these younger kids go to war.
Somebody was like, you got to wait till 2025, and then you're going to cash in, and it's going to be fucking wild.
Yeah.
Is that what they say? Jorge, what are you smiling? What are you smirking for? Why do I feel like Jorge knows more than me about everything? It's pissing me off.
I think I do in most cases, but no. So the right now with crypto, a lot of it is like Doug is saying, where like the war and like all these things, because right now, crypto's in this space where you have people who are like anti-government who want to do it or invest in it because it's anti-establishment, it's decentralized, and then you have young people who like it for the same reasons where it's like, fuck our government, whatever, we don't want to pay for wars and shit like that. Yeah.
Dogecoin.
Mm.
But yeah, it's just going to keep going up with all these.
I transferred everything over to Bitcoin, and I think I got rid of all my Ethereum. It's all
that's
Bitcoin
what's going
now.
Up right now. Ethereum.
Won't suck my dick.
I'm watching it.
Bitcoin's going up too.
Yeah.
And then some other shit they wouldn't let me trade. I don't even know what it is, dude.
Money. Your son.
Yeah. Dude, I got drug tested in college one time. And it was after a night when I hooked up with my chick, who's my wife now. And
she drug tested you?
Dude, so the next day I had to go take a piss test. It was like a random piss test. And you know how like after you come, the next piss you take has cum
in
it? Dude, it was mostly cum that I put in that cup.
How much do you cum? Jesus Christ.
Well, it was more how little I pissed. It was like more. Oh. It was like, I mean, dude, it was like I was using a condom back then.
Yeah.
You know, you put a condom on, you try to get it all. It doesn't come all the way out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pissed mostly cum in the cup. And for the next 2 weeks, I was terrified that I was going to get accused of doing steroids. Like, I was like, I had to go to my coach and like with tears in my eye, explain to him that I might come back with a test that had too much testosterone in it. Dude, I was so retarded. I didn't know how anything worked back then. I was afraid to get kicked out of college. Yeah. You know what
no,
I mean?
I was a fucking moron like that too, because the only way they could tell if you're on steroids is through your blood. I don't think they could tell in your piss. So I got tested for steroids and they were like, yeah, piss in this cup. And I was fucking terrified. Then I'm like, wait a minute, I don't think they could find steroids in your piss.
They found cum in it.
See, that was in my hair.
There's a lot of cum in my shit for some reason.
Yeah,
every time I take a shit there's a huge load of cum.
Do hemorrhoids cum? I don't know.
Yeah, is that contagious? Is that genetic or something?
I believe I had to take a piss test because I remember going and buying like a drink, like a
detox
thing, that would go through your system. I don't know why I'm not remembering exactly what the details, but maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't. But yeah, then there was also court like the Wizinator. The Wizinator that was like a plastic dick that you would wear. Yeah, and you keep like your friend's piss taped to your leg, right?
Dude, my sister scooped me one time because she was always in trouble and constantly needed to do piss tests. So she wanted me to piss for her so she could have clean piss and I wouldn't do it. Came to her house one day, asked to use the bathroom, and she said you can use the bathroom or the toilet.
The beginning of a really hot porn.
Yeah. My sister was like, piss on these. Yeah. No, it was like, dude, she scooped the piss out of the toilet.
Really?
And tried to use it.
That would not work.
That wouldn't work. No, it's too much water.
Yeah.
It would almost be like you're trying to like dilute the piss.
Yeah. No, she got in trouble for that.
But it's crazy that like weed was such a big deal. Back in the day that like just the average job, but I guess not the average job, but like any sort of corporate job would like piss test you. It's kind of crazy. Like what was the thought behind that? That if somebody who smoked weed was like not a trustworthy person?
Exactly. That's what it was. That's because of how weed was viewed. Now that it's legal, everybody, even cops, like I know cops, the fucking weed is taken off of the piss test screening.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Now it's recreationally legal in most places. Yeah. So when you would assume if it's recreationally legal, they can't ban it, can they? No. I mean, I guess they can.
Yeah, it's up to them, I think.
Yes. I guess but
federally, if you're like a U.S. Marshal or some bullshit like that, then you get fucked with the piss test because it's still federally illegal. But county cops, depending on where you are, you could.
I bet you most cops are not allowed to smoke weed. I bet you in the job description they say if you get caught smoking weed that you're still in trouble. You lose the job. You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I believe not only lose your job, you lose your pension.
Yeah,
from what I've been told.
I don't know. Well, I'm not. I don't know this for a fact, but I do know maybe a few cops that smoke pot and they're like, no, we don't get tested for it anymore. It's fine.
Well, maybe they don't test. So you know, that's just that. It's so funny because the only cops that I really know are from jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
And it's such an interesting, like, you go to jiu-jitsu, jiu-jitsu school, and it's, like, such an interesting, like, crossroads of, like, every type of person. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of, like, old school, like, open mics, like, in comedy. Mm-hmm. Like, you go there, and there'd be, like, just, there's a cop, and then there's, like, a guy who sells you weed, and then there's a waitress, and a fucking, like, all different walks of life. Yeah, and they all sort of like come together, and it's very interesting. But like cops and potheads, that is like the Venn diagram in life. Besides like police stations, it's jujitsu classes,
Joe Rogan concerts.
Shit, dude.
Yeah, there's a cops versus potheads tournament.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
That's
awesome. You get
awesome.
A chance to strangle a fucking cop.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
There's a few cops in my jiu-jitsu class that I would fucking, like, I would talk shit.
Is it called
shit.
Wake and Bacon?
Yeah, it's Wake and Bacon. Yeah, it's all black people who don't do jiu-jitsu just lining up to fight cops.
No, that's pigs versus, oh,
sorry. I have two DUI callers.
573 gas line. Real ass podcast.
I knew you had a few.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
He's there.
His phone's still ringing.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Jake from Las Vegas.
Jake from Las Vegas. What's up, brother? What do you got to tell us?
What's up, man? You were asking about DUI stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, I called the cops myself and wrecked my car.
And you what? Yep.
I wrecked my car on the highway. And I was so drunk that I pulled into a Kohl's parking lot and called the cops on myself.
Oh, no.
When I could have just left my car there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so were you able to drive to and from work or not drive at all after that?
I rode my bike for 3.5 months.
By order or because you didn't have a car?
Did you have to blow in a breathalyzer?
Yeah, by order. So for the first month, I drove not knowing that I had a suspended license. but then I found out, like, hey, buddy, you shouldn't be driving. And so I started riding my bike.
When the cops showed up, when you called the cops on yourself, were you just, like, hammered sitting in the car?
I parked in a Kohl's parking lot. And I was sitting on the hood smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. looking at your car like, I don't know what happened, officer.
I don't know how we got here.
Yeah, no, I mean, I smashed it into the median.
Oh, you crashed it first.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the story, Jake. You just won a free T-shirt. Shannon, put him on hold. Get him a T-shirt.
Awesome.
I have no idea how we're going to fulfill that order.
It's not a merch. It just says drunk loser.
Yeah, dude, fucking, it's so funny how some people see a DUI as being the worst thing on earth, and other people just kind of laugh at it, if DUI, it's one of the worst fucking crimes. It's really one of the, when you really think about it,
as far as pure recklessness and abandon for other people's lives,
you're risking murdering fucking children. It's pretty fucking crazy.
What are kids doing out at 3 a.m? That's not my fault.
I mean, it's a crazy, crazy thing. And I don't judge him. Most people that I know have drunk. I've driven, not drunk, but definitely too drunk to be driving.
I think we've all done that,
definitely,
right?
Definitely too. Of course. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Definitely too drunk to be driving. And in retrospect, been like, what the fuck is, why the hell would I do that? More often than not, this happens all the time. I just get tired while I drive, mm-hmm. and I get really borderline reckless driving when I'm tired.
Right.
Late at night, if I drive home, after Legion of Skanks, there's times where I'm just falling asleep, where I'm this is fucking I get road hypnosis.
What is that?
That's where the lines on the road will start to hypnotize you.
White line fever, they call it.
Yeah. You're getting sleepy.
No, he used to have that a few years ago.
That was off the dashboard. That was not on the road.
I mean, there was just start clucking like a chicken.
Yeah, I guess, you know what? I don't know that I've done coke since I started driving.
Really? That was the...
I don't know if I've done... Right?
I don't think those things cross over in my head.
Because the more I'm thinking about it, it's like I would definitely just do coke, pull over, I don't have that memory.
Especially if you're drunk.
But I have the memory of doing coke, in the back of Ubers.
Yeah.
Trying to balance coke on a phone case in the back of an Uber with Zach and Miko shoulder to shoulder. I mean, it's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of times that coke is just spilling, just what a fucking reckless, crazy life that I've led.
At least you weren't driving. That's fine. In the back of an Uber doing coke, what else are you supposed to do back there? You got 3 hours of traffic.
You would do this. I would sit on the side. I would sit on the opposite side. All right. So the driver's there,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'd sit on this side, right? And then I'd lean over behind him. And I'd go, you just hear.
It stunk in there. He's an Arabic driver.
And now every time I go, I'm in a bathroom and I hear somebody in the bathroom and you just hear. You're like, oh, I know exactly what that sound is. And in my mind, I was always trying to make it not obvious. I would flush the toilet while I would do a sniff.
Flush 47 times.
Yeah, I would always
go.
For
an hour.
Wow. Yeah, dude. What a grimy drug.
No, you know what I used to do to cover up the sound? I used to roll the toilet paper roll because it was always loud anyway. So anytime you take a sniff, you go... Whatever fucking noise that shit makes.
What the fuck, toilet paper?
You know how loud they are? Sounds like it's like a squeaking tire. I used to do that to block the sound.
You know, toilet paper roll.
Yeah. Make that noise.
Yeah, I almost wish I did coke in more of a fun, party way. It was always in a grimy... It was just because I did, when I was really into coke, it was before I had any money at all.
Yeah.
And it was just it was just grimy. It was the last of my cash. It was the amount of times that I would just be high on coke and then I would take a taxi home and I would bail on the cab and just not pay it. I would do a yellow cab and be like, oh yeah, I forgot my wallet's upstairs. And the cab driver was like, oh no, man, come on. And you're like, upstairs, he knew. Yeah. He knew
the bloody nose.
Yeah, it ain't happening. Dude, I'm doing fucking coke the whole time in the back of this cab, and then he drops me off. He's like, "You fucking piece of shit, dude."
Yeah. Dude, I'm so far away.
But you should also see the cab drivers that would they wouldn't fight you on it because they've gotten their ass beat by thugs in the hood before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm just like a big Puerto Rican guy that they're dropping off. They're like, let me not.
Patterson, too, of all fucking places.
No, it wasn't Patterson. This is in New York City. This is the Heights or Harlem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I had a bunch of people think I was doing coke at a... I was doing a show at a record... I didn't even realize they thought I was doing coke until this conversation. I was at a show at a record shop, and I went in. I had bad allergies, so I was, like, blowing my nose. And before I left the bathroom, I was trying to make sure I was breathing right, so I was going... And then I left the bathroom, and there was two dudes outside, and they were like, Savage. Oh, yeah. Like, oh. And I was just like, yeah, maybe they saw me last time I was at this show.
Yeah.
I almost wish I said, Zach, let's just go on a fucking coke bender. Just a nice, oh, well, you do that all the time.
No, I do not.
Zach.
No, I haven't done coke in a while.
What's a while?
Since Skankfest.
Skankfest. Oh.
Yeah. That was only what? 3 weeks?
Those are some accusatory eyes. You guys are looking at each other.
What am I supposed to do? Where?
Zach what? Looks like his spot
which
just got
which one of you is
going
to be real ass right now?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get real ass.
Let's do it.
It's time to get real ass. My producers do nothing.
Yeah.
Who? Oh, that's Brex in the Race Live chat just posted a great image of the Legion of Skanks logo drawn with cocaine, which if that's real, that fucking rules. That must be. An AI generated image.
That looks real, dude.
That yeah. looks so real.
That's so
damn.
Cool.
That is so cool. Who did Bricks? Is that real? If somebody put that in front of me right now, I would fucking do the entire. I couldn't not. That's crazy, Shannon. Shannon, you wouldn't do a little bumperoo of that?
Maybe like one eyeball.
You do an eyeball.
One
right?
eyeball.
Just the fucking.
You put it in your eye. You sick bitch. You're the Chloe LaBranche that coat.
Yeah, I've never done coke, man. I have no idea what
never?
That. No.
Yeah, Amy Winehouse, baby daddy said that's a shirt. That is a shirt. That's a great design. Oh, Brick said it's K. Wow,
oh,
it's real.
Oh,
and it's ketamine.
I'm not doing that.
A little bit of ketamine.
No, I'm scared to death.
It's better
that.
For you than coke. Ketamine's.
Keta
right.
is better. They say that. That's a T-shirt.
Do you want to take any more of the DUI calls?
Sure, we'll do another DUI call. 573 gas line. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Texas. I also have a DWI.
Hell yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and what is it? When y'all were talking about how people think having a DWI is like the worst thing, practically 100% of the people who work in an office who have some sort of previous conviction that's not a felony, 99% of the time is for DWI. But with me,
stop trying to normalize murdering yeah. children, you piece of shit.
Yeah, whatever. But with me, I had 6 months on bond and 12 months of probation. And on bond, the judge wanted me to have a car because I busted the car, totaled it like a block from my house. But he wanted me to get another car because he's like, with the interlocking system you got to breathe into. Because
yeah.
he's like, he told me he wanted me to learn how to drive sober. And I'm like, dude, I'm too broke. So that's for the first few amazing. Months, I had to have a briefcase with like a phone antenna. And I would plug it in several times a day because you got to blow in like a few times, like once before 8 a.m., once after 8 p.m., and like five times in between that.
Damn.
I did 14, 15 months with the ankle monitor. And what you got to do is, before you leave the day,
how drunk were you
yeah,
on
what
this fucking
what kind of DUI was this? What kind? How many family did you kill? Yeah. The fuck?
My BAC was 0.26.
He's not telling us the whole story.
What does
There's
that mean? What does that mean?
Here.
That's a lot.
It's yeah,
a lot.
Was,
That's a
yeah,
lot.
It,
three
but,
times
what
the
I
limit.
Did, what is
it? It is, yeah. but fuck. Listen
yeah, and shit. Then I still had alcohol in my stomach, and I had to take my blood at the hospital. And I lost a lot of blood because there was no airbag. But
oh, so it was. Did you injure somebody else?
This guy.
No. It was just me. It was just me by myself. And the car, the tree that I hit, I saw every single day leaving the house. And there's not even a scratch on that bitch.
License plate so. Still in it.
Yeah. Damn, dude. Well, you know what, dude? Thank you for your phone call. You just won a free pair of Real Ass Podcast slides. Limited
yeah, and I would like to tell people in the future, they're not lying when they say you just blew $20,000. Mm. I think in total for everything, all the probation costs, monthly costs, lawyers, and just paying for everything came out to like $21,000.
Yeah, but if you break, if you break down the amount of times that you drunk drove without being caught, it would probably be like $100 each time.
Oh, I did a lot, man. I ain't doing that shit no more.
Never again? Have you drunk drove since then?
Of course he has.
Absolutely not.
Not even once.
I
am doing coke in London.
I drove a go-kart on meth.
You drove a go-kart on meth?
It's awesome, dude.
The go-kart on meth.
All right, you're the man, dude. Thank you for calling.
To enjoy a fucking go-kart.
We're going to wrap this one up. This has been a lot of fun. You guys are the best. Thank you for watching today's Real Ass Podcast.